Hi, I'm Jasmine Greenaway, and I'm a cloud advocate at Microsoft. Converting values from one data type to another is a common practice amongst many programming languages. Let's explore how to do this with numbers and strings in JavaScript. If you want to convert a string to a number, use either parseInt or parseFloat. The difference between the two is that parseFloat works with decimal points, also known as floating point numbers. If you try to use non-numerical characters in a string with parseInt or parseFloat, it might have unintended results, so just be careful. If you'd like to convert a number to a string, use the toString method. This example is converting some numerical strings to numbers. Except for the third example, notice that we're trying to convert a non-numerical string to a number, but that returns not a number. But on the fourth example, we have a non-numerical string, but JavaScript assumes that this is a hexadecimal number, so that's why it returns 15. This example is using parseFloat to convert some numerical strings that also have decimal points to numbers. Notice that just like parseInt, you can't try to convert a non-numerical string. It'll just return not a number. These first two conversion examples shows what happens if you try to use parseInt with special characters. Anything after a special character gets ignored. The last example is a special case using template literals, which is a string, but we can evaluate the expression 1 plus 1 before we convert it with parseInt, and that returns 2. In this final example, we're converting some integers and some floats to string.